Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And, Tom, as we take a look at our livestock futures, cattle futures continue to really shoot skyward. What's going on with those cattle?
Well, Dave, that's right. We are seeing great upside. Yesterday was the fourth straight session that live cattle and feeder cattle futures closed with triple-digit gains. The cattle complex over the past 9 to 10 sessions has recovered a large amount of the losses that incurred during August when they came off their record highs. Now, also yesterday, we saw the choice box beef finally close on a positive note. It was up $1.47. Selects were up 11 cents. Had a very good movement of 224 loads of choice and select. The cattle slaughter yesterday, 118,000 head. And the cash feeder index was up 28 cents. Now, the lean hog futures yesterday closed mostly negative. Upside continues in the overnight trade. October live cattle now, $2.45 higher. October feeders up 82 cents, and October lean hogs, $1.82 higher.
We're going to check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, let's look at our grain futures and our wheat futures. Also, the corn and soybeans in the negative yesterday.
Pretty rough day in our grain complex yesterday, Dave, as we saw negative trade for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. We saw new contract lows made in the wheat, corn, and soybeans, and mostly double-digit losses at the close of the day. Now, fund selling was supported by the ongoing talk of record corn and soybean crop prospects, and we also will not have export sales numbers this morning, as they will come out tomorrow morning due to the fact of Labor Day on Monday delaying our report. In active volume overnight, trading has been on the mixed side. Currently, December Casey wheat is 4.5 cents higher. December corn is unchanged. November soybeans down 2.5 cents. December cotton 25 points lower. October crude oil down 58 cents. The September dollar index is 49 cents higher. And we're looking at September Dow Jones futures now 28 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today, and I look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.